listening to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is Reformation Day, and we have a great treat to help us observe Reformation Day and talking about what's going on in terms of remembering the Lutheran Reformation and looking forward to this 500th anniversary of the Reformation in 2017. Thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University Wisconsin, for supporting this program. To find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin, go to our website, kfuo.org, and look for the CUW logo in the sponsor section there. Joining us by Skype today, Kristen Lang. She's a missionary to Germany, managing director for the International Lutheran Society of Wittenberg. Kristen, welcome to Faith and Family.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for the opportunity.
I appreciate your time today and spending some time with us talking about the work that you're doing there. Now, tell us a little bit about your preparation to serve in this capacity, serving as a missionary and serving in the International Lutheran Society of Wittenberg. What did you find yourself doing before you landed in Wittenberg?
Yeah, well, let's see. It came sooner than I could have hoped for, actually. Prayed and really hoped to do something here in Wittenberg with the Wittenberg Project. It was a fuzzy something, but I just wanted to use my gifts and interests here. Not long before I moved here, I graduated from St. Olaf College with a double major in German and English. So that had kind of set me up a little bit. started studying German back in high school because of, well, being a lifelong LCMS Lutheran, and also my family history is German. So that sparked the interest there. Studied abroad here, got familiar with the Wittenberg Project, and it was, of course, during the renovation phase, and wanted to help out somehow. Thought that'd be down the road. So after college, I was in California working at Concordia University Irvine, actually. And I was working in the admissions office there. Had moved out, ready to spend a few years there. And then this came up, and it was a total of 10 months out in California. So God's timing rather than mine, which I'm very thankful for. And then, yeah, as a missionary, let's see, it was the end of May when I got the appointment from LCMS and moved from California straight to missionary orientation in St. Louis. I shipped back our boxes home, flew to St. Louis, and then after about a week and a half, 2 weeks, flew back to Kansas where my family lives. And then began support raising for a few months and then moved here in February.
And so but before we talk about your role, I guess I have to, I introduced you, but I probably should have used the German pronunciation of your last name. Did I mispronounce it?
Well, it's okay. Yeah, I kind of have, not even, I don't know.
If you're
split personality almost. I always say Kristen Lang in English, but Germans always recognize the name as very German. And in German, it would be Christine Lange. So yeah. I answer to both. I mean, Christine's a completely different name in American English. So I try to keep the Kristen, but kind of throw in a German R there. But Lange would be the German pronunciation of my name.
Well, glad that you are there. Tell us a little bit about your work with the International Lutheran Society of Wittenberg.
Yeah, there's a lot to do. So as managing director, I oversee, well, every aspect of it, really, with, of course, a supervisory board. So there's the whole just keeping things running, you know, kind of legal, financial backside of things. But then there's the fun part, which is the program planning and welcoming people and kind of getting this place up and running. Pastor Mosman, David Mosman, was my predecessor, and he did an amazing job leading this renovation. For the listeners who have been here already, they've seen and hopefully seen the pictures of what it was pre-renovation to see how, well, it was just this hulk of gray concrete, broken windows and everything, and he fixed that up. So very thankful for what he left me here. And so a lot of what I am doing now is coming in and planning the programs, getting things going, getting it open for people. And it's very multifaceted. We have a bookstore downstairs with many materials from Concordia Publishing House, as well as other German materials. So opening that when we have guests, a lot of planning with tour groups, church groups, tour guides, locals here in Wittenberg to come in and see it and I'll talk to them and welcome them, say who we are as the church body here, the LCMS and our partner church at Zelk, which is the German sister church. to the LCMS. yeah, leading tours, helping groups that come stay here. So either study groups, yeah, we've had Concordia College, a group of Concordia College students here. We had different churches. We've had unchurched people, of course, also stay here, which is a wonderful outreach opportunity. So helping plan that, or say, hey, they're trying to, this conference is trying to plan a service in the Stadtkirche. Can you help that going? And of course, I know the custodian and the organist, try to put all that together. So a lot of the back work. And then there's the stuff like ordering brochure stands and book stands and, you know, getting it's startups, so getting all those things going. So kind of I joke around about changing hats all the time, wearing many hats, but that's what I do. I kind of help facilitate. And of course, just being in the community here in Wittenberg, the representative, obviously, is the boots on the ground person here. And so just whenever I'm out and about, just witnessing it best as I can by living as a child of God. And yeah.
Tell me about making the move from the U.S. You were in Irvine and other parts of the U.S. now living in Wittenberg. What's it like adjusting to life in Wittenberg? What are some of the things that have been new to you?
Yeah, it's been up and down. I was 24 when I moved here by myself, kind of left all my communities, you know, church family, friends, everyone back home. So, a leap of faith, and definitely the Lord has brought me through that with grace. Let's see. The weather is a very different thing. I grew up in Kansas, and so it's sunny there a lot. It's not terribly sunny here, but that means when the sun does come out, I get really excited. And of course, during the summertime, it was a lot better too. A lot sunnier, I should say. Yeah, I just had to kind of get used to seeking out community, seeking out people to be around. Let me think. I had spent some time, I studied a semester in Berlin at the university there when I was in college, and also did a month-long internship in Konstanz, Germany, plus have made some very lasting friendships with Germans as well. So I kind of, you know, had a little insight into the culture. I knew a little bit about it, but it's always funny. Just culture shock, I guess, or not shock, sure, but adjustments. sometimes Germans, you know, will quickly shoot something down without giving it a chance, or the punctuality, or just different things, which are sometimes funny, sometimes annoying, but they end up being just fine. so adjusted to that, and yeah, just
other folks in the neighborhood that have been helpful, or the others that you've met, who are the people that you've befriended so far?
Yeah, there's a girl who helped a lot with the building, especially when Pastor Moswin was here. She did some stuff like with the rooms. She has a, what do you call it in English? Interior design, in and out. that's another thing that happens. I blank on the words and people say, oh, just say it in English. But that will have just completely littered away from my mind too. So anyway, yeah, she helped set up the building, and she's been my closest friend here in Wittenberg. Then I would say in Leipzig, there's another missionary family, the Allmans, Pastor and Deaconess Allman, and they've been really wonderful. I'll go over there for church. That's a closer Zelt congregation, Gemeinde, and so I've gotten to know them well and their three adorable children. And I've also gotten to know the Zelk. So I should say what that means. It's, auf Deutsch would be Substantische Evangelische Lutherische Kirche, or for you non-German speakers, it's Independent Evangelical Lutheran Church. And that's the LCMS sister church. And I've gotten to know members in those congregations and in that church well. And that's been a blessing too. Probably my best local or German local friends, not Wittenberg local, but German friends are, he was studying at the seminary and just went off to Vicarage, the German seminary in Oberursel, and his wife is American and actually happens to be my pastor in California's daughter. But we didn't know each other there. We met each other here in Europe. So it's just funny how that works out. Family of God is all over.
You mentioned demonstrated some of the differences in language. Has that been being fluent conversational in German before coming there? How have you adjusted to living in this culture? How much do you use German? How much do you use English? And those around you, how common? Obviously, German, I would imagine, is pretty common. What about English?
Yeah, that's, you know, something very helpful to know for people who come here. Wittenberg was it was Eastern Germany, so it was communist DDR Germany. And during that time, people weren't taught English in schools, they were taught Russian. And so the Wende was 90. And so anybody about 30 or older, their English might not be as strong as other Germans or other Europeans, simply from the fact that when they were young, they didn't learn it. So it is pretty imperative to know German here. You can, of course, get by, and there are people who want to practice and use it. But in my experience, people are less forthcoming with their English. They're just more shy about it. So knowing German has been a huge, huge advantage and just a help. Let's see, there's something else I was going to say. Yeah, and it's also funny working with in both. So I do a lot of correspondence with people in the US or international, I mean, really from all over. So therefore English is the default language. So a lot of email or even, well, not really phone, mostly email correspondence. There's a lot of in English, but also plenty in German. And so that's been fun. For a while, I would try to do, you know, every single adjective ending. If people study German, or I'm sure many other languages, there can be all the da-di-das and then all these different adjective endings. And sometimes I say, you know what, they're going to get the idea, and I don't waste the time thinking about it. It's got to go with gut feeling. But it's been fun. It's definitely grown my vocabulary hugely, especially because, all the different things with the building stuff or financial legal terms, like I don't know those terms in English, and so figuring them out in German, and I don't know if Abfallgebühr Bescheid was a word, one word, and that was the trash fee notice. So it's fun, and I'll laugh at it sometimes, and then I'll notice words popping into my mind that wouldn't have a few months ago, like all stuff with the internet or Wartung or testing electronic, electronic things, or all sorts of things with building terms and electronic terms and financial terms like that. So that's been interesting because that was not in my German vocabulary before, but it has been a good way to learn it.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're learning by immersion, that you're jumping right in and a willing learner and eager to learn. Tell me about the Wittenberg Project. What is the Wittenberg Project? What are the hopes? What are the plans for Wittenberg Project?
Yeah, good question. And it encompasses a lot. And it's also, this phase, the kind of switchover from the building, like I was talking about earlier. So the Wittenberg Project is the effort to have a gathering and an education and outreach center here in Lutherstadt Wittenberg. And it's multifaceted in the sense that for Lutherans and for people who share this unique heritage of the Reformation starting here, of course, going back biblically way before Wittenberg, but what was rediscovered here by Martin Luther, we want this to kind of be a home for Lutherans who have this shared home of Wittenberg, faith heritage. But then we also want to do outreach because there are so many people here who aren't Christian and who don't know Christ. And we have travelers, but also locals. When I was talking about language, I said that this is DDR time, and that, the unfortunate effect of that, one of the unfortunate effects, is that now it's about 10% Christian here. 10, I've heard generously 15%, but in the town of Wittenberg, where Martin Luther lived and reformed the church in many parts of the world, Christianity is very much the minority. So we want to be hopefully a witness here for our neighbors, but then also all the people traveling through, because tourism is also Wittenberg's biggest industry. So it's a blessing to be able to be here and have so many opportunities to share Christ with our neighbors. Home, being a good neighbor, we have regular services here every first and third Saturday of the month. We have services in German, which, you know, talking again about the language, it's really good for this region, especially. Two pastors of the Zelk, our sister church, come here and lead services. Divine service, beautiful, fun to worship. I think it is awesome because people say, oh, I don't know German, da-da-da. I'll say, just try it. The liturgy transcends so much, and you find yourself, oh, the Song of Simeon kind of sounds the same, or the pace of saying the Lord's Prayer, even if it's in German, the pace, you kind of pause at the same spaces, which I've been in so many different congregations in the U.S., and they always kind of make the same pauses, and that's over here, too, which is beautiful to see how we're all connected here. So a gathering and meeting and education place here. we have guest rooms, and so that's a huge part of the gathering and meeting aspect. College groups. When I first got here, there were Concordia students from five different Concordias in the U.S. staying here for half a semester. So I was kind of adjusting at the same time. They were getting to know Wittenberg. That was really fun. Got to know the professor well. Two weeks ago, we had an International Lutheran Seminaries Conference with 80 participants from all over the world, and people stayed here as well as a few other places, and this was very much a place where they could come, discuss with each other, grow in the faith, encourage each other, and take that back to all their lands where they are teaching and preaching and proclaiming the word. So, just a really neat place that everyone can come learn, explore the Reformation, experience, study, hear the gospel preached here, and take that back to wherever they're going, because it's very much a travel center as well as, for me, home now.
What was the old Latin school dedication happened not too long ago. What was it like being a part of that old Latin school dedication?
That was very humbling. That was really neat. I was very, very thankful to be able to come here to that. It was funny because that was the time I got my job description too. Saw my future home, got to see the inside of it, and thought, okay, God better have some, you know, getting through my grace each day, which he has. And I got to meet so many people from all over who I didn't know before, but now only a year and a half later, I've seen, if not twice, at least one time since most of the people, yeah. There have been a couple big things like that, and people say, oh, I met you here and there, and say, okay, remind me where that was, or who you were, and so it was beautiful to see so many Lutherans, and that was especially confessional Lutherans who confessed Christ saved us, and that, yeah, we are his children, that he has saved us, to see so many from all over the world there at that dedication was really eye-opening and just encouraging to see how far the gospel has spread and how many people here in Wittenberg, this place, the Old Latin School, can hopefully support and encourage as well by being a place for Lutherans from all over the world, but then everybody too. So that was really neat to see. I hadn't realized that you know, we had partnerships in some of these countries, and that was neat and very festive, and also just so lacking in words, but just special to be able to see that. It would have been 498 years later after the Reformation that Wittenberg is still affecting and influencing and encouraging so many people in the faith.
Earlier, you mentioned only 10% of the population in that area is Christian. How would you describe the neighborhood around there and the people of that neighborhood? How would you describe them and what they know, their awareness of the old Latin school and the history of the Reformation and its, you know, Wittenberg's role in that?
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, we're really right in the center of town. If people haven't seen images of where we are or a map, where we're right, I'm looking at it right now out of my office, actually, the city church, which is where Bugenhagen, fun name to say, where Johannes Bugenhagen was the pastor, but that's where Martin Luther preached almost about 2,000 sermons and where the Reformation took hold right here. And then, of course, on the other side, there's a modern shopping center. So it's kind of caught in between two eras. But the Word of God remains the same, which is very neat. The people around here, I know as kind of the contact person, I do know a lot of the people from the different churches or religious groups, communities. So I know those, but then there are so many. It's actually really interesting is most people, I've had multiple conversations with people and they'll say, oh, I grew up in the DDR, so I'm not religious, or no, I don't go to church. I don't have anything to do with religion. I grew up in the DDR. Just kind of as that's a, what do you call it? Tabula rasa, kind of a blank slate. Like, oh, this is the time period I grew up in, therefore no religion. And it's a very, it's more apathetic. You know, I've been asked if it's, if people are kind of hostile toward Christians or toward people with religion. I say, no, it's not. It's just kind of this apathy. A lot of people know the old Latin school. They know our building, and that's actually been a beautiful thing. They don't necessarily know the history that, you know, was originally built as a school and had a lot of the ideals of the Reformation in it. So it's kind of the first Lutheran school here in Wittenberg. Excuse me. But many people know it as being, it was a clothing factory during the DDR times. And I've met people whose mother or aunt or cousin worked here, actually. And so there's been a lot of interest to see it, and especially because it sat empty for about 20 years and was just completely run down. There's definitely a sense of gratitude that's expressed toward us for fixing it up, for taking an interest, for giving it life again, for bringing it back to a place for education and for groups to come learn and stay. I've been asked by multiple individuals and groups, like a homeowners association or Rotary Club, if they could come in and have a tour and see it. So there's definitely a gratitude toward the ILSW for fixing this up and for being here again. So that's worked nicely in our favor.
What do we see coming in 2017? Some of the things you're working on, what are the plans, the hopes with our celebration, the World Reformation exhibition? Tell me about that.
Yeah, that's this big thing going from May 20th through September 10th next year. And that's in many different cities, Reformation cities or towns all over Europe, but obviously, especially here in Wittenberg. And typically there'll be tents around the town, but we don't need to rent a tent because we have a building. So what we're going to do and what we're planning and hopefully, Lord willing, going to be able to carry out next year is have a little exhibition here in our foyer in the ground floor. And that's going to be, it's also the 200th anniversary of the Prussian Union next year. And that really is a big chunk of the LCMS and a lot of confessional churches. That's a big chunk of their history, because that's what then eventually influenced people to leave Germany and go to America, which later founded the LCMS, or to South Africa or Australia or a couple other places, but mostly those three. So as the Prussian Union is a big part of our history and helps describe who LCMS and Zelk, who we are now, who own this place, or who are the Inhaber in German, the occupiers, I guess, of this building. We'll have an exhibition on that, and just simply saying, yeah, this is what we believe. We'll use the small catechism as a simple explanation. Really keeping it simple is all that Luther tried to do. So we'll have that in here, and we're going to have a rotation of pastors as kind of a docent or to receive and welcome people here, just open the doors and hopefully come into many conversations. And a lot of people have questions. And also during that time, we'll have weekly services. I mentioned we have a service two times a month, and we'll have services every Saturday during then. So hopefully you can share the word with many more people by offering that or doubling that.
How can we find out more about the Wittenberg Project where support is needed and what's going on?
Yeah, we are right now redoing our website. Should be done any day now, so that's exciting. The website that you can most easily find out about is oldlatinschool.org. So it's www.oldlatinschool.org. And again, that should be, the new site should be up just any day. And that will have more information. It'll help you find how to inquire about lodging and staying here, because we do have a partnership with Colleague Wittenberg, so that's our booking partner. And so it'll just be easier to access those requests, as well as see more about us, see more images, schedule a visit, a tour with your church group or your travel group. Also Facebook. We have a Facebook page. It's Old Latin School. Again, simple. That's kind of the name of the building that's really known here among the Germans and locals. So that's kind of how it's taken off, I guess. But yeah, Facebook Old Latin School. And there is where a lot more, not every single day, but mostly every day, we try to keep that updated with what's going on. There is so much going on. There's so many groups coming in and coming through that that's easier to have a little blurb there. And then for support, at lcms.org/givenow/Wittenberg. That's how you can support the Wittenberg Project. Again, that's lcms.org/givenow/Wittenberg. And that will help ensure that, you know, building is almost paid off, and then program fund. Every little thing, like the exhibition, or like we have coffee hour after the church services, and helping the pastors who come stay here, all those things would be part of a program, and support for that is greatly, greatly appreciated. And then prayer, absolutely prayer, that all these little encounters, no matter how big or small, that the Holy Spirit would work in everyone's heart. We can plant the seed, but then it's the Holy Spirit's job to grow that.
We are all out of time. Kristen, thank you so much for sharing with us about the Old Latin School, the International Lutheran Society of Wittenberg, and the Wittenberg Project. It's been a pleasure hearing about your work there, and blessings on the coming year and all the festivities and all the activities to help us learn about the Lutheran Reformation.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, and happy Reformation Day.
Thank you.